请我们打开圣经《使徒行传》第二十二章。
Let's turn to the Bible, Acts 22.
《使徒行传》第二十二章第十节。
Acts 22:10.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我说，主啊，我当做什么？主
说，起来，进大马色，在那里，要将你所派你做的一件事
都告诉你。我们读路加福音十二章第四十八节。
Let's read Luke 12:48.
路加福音十二章。
Luke 12.
48节。我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
唯有那不知道的，受了当责打的事，必少受责打。因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。我们主要是念后面那一半，我们从后面那一半再读一次。
Let's read the second half, and let's read that second half again.
And from everyone who has been given much shall much be given, and to whom they entrusted much of him, they will ask all the more. 我们再读以斯帖第四章第四节。
And then let's read Esther 4:14.
以斯帖。
Esther
第四章第十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
以斯帖记第四章第十四节。
Esther 4:14.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？好像很多人还没有翻到啊。
Maybe a lot of people have not turned to Esther yet.
对，以斯帖记呢，在尼希米记后面。
Esther is behind Nehemiah.
在约伯记的前面。
Right before Job.
我想现在大概都翻到了。
I think we've all turned to Esther now.
我们再念一次好吗
？Let's read again.
此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为你现今的机会吗？我们就读这三处的圣经。
We only read three passages in the Bible.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨再让我们聚集在你桌子的面前。
Lord, we thank you that you have enabled us to gather before your table this morning.
这是你何等大的恩典。
This is such a grace.
主，让我们今天在你蒙恩的这个地位的上面。
Today we're in a position of having attained your grace.
我们理当把我们的感谢更多的来归给你。
It is reasonable for us to give you our thanksgiving and love.
早晨我们再求你再向我们众人说话。
This morning we ask you to speak to the multitude.
叫我们更能够明白神的心意。
So that we can understand more of your heart.
我们把这简短的时间交托在你的手中。
We entrust this short time in your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
我想说，这早晨，我想先简单的介绍一下这次去中国的经过。
This morning, I'd like to give a brief summary of my trip to China.
然后呢，我要告诉弟兄姊妹一些在中国神所做的工作和弟兄姊妹的见证。
And I'd like to share with you about God's work in China and the testimony of the Burns sisters.
最后呢，有一点感想。
Finally, I have a few thoughts of my own.
我需要用一些用一些照片。
And I need to use photographs to illustrate.
比较容易让我们感受到那当时的情景。
It is easier for us to relive the experience of the time.
这次的聚会是在上个周末，从9月3号到9月5号。
This gathering started on September 3rd to September 5th.
实际上我五月就知道有这个聚会。
In reality, I knew about this gathering in May.
但是因为今年在中国那个情况呢不定。
Because of the unstable condition in China this year.
特别是在北京那个地方有许多的困难。
Particularly in Beijing, there were some difficulties.
所以我就一直没有告诉弟兄姊妹我要去北京的事。
So I did not tell brothers and sisters that I would be going to Beijing.
然后正好在我去北京的那个礼拜，我需要去荷兰。
In the same time, for the week that I need to be in China, I needed to go to Holland.
因此我跟弟兄姊妹说我要去荷兰。
So I told brothers and sisters I was going to Holland.
我实在是去荷兰。
I really did go to Holland.
不过在荷兰结束以后呢，我从阿姆斯特丹就直接到了北京。
But then after my trip concluded in Holland, I flew from Amsterdam to Beijing.
这些弟兄们哈都是从农村出来的。
All these brothers and sisters came from the farm villages.
他们是在北京一个叫迦南学校来学习音乐的。
They are studying music in the school of Canaan.
他们从农村出来以后，在迦南学校受一年的训练，然后他们就再回到不同的地方去侍奉。
They came out from the villages and they came to Beijing for a training for a year in the school of Canaan, and then they would go back to their villages to serve.
这个弹琴的这个年轻的弟兄。
The young brother who was playing the piano.
他琴弹得非常好的。
He played the piano very, very well.
不管你唱什么诗歌，他都能弹的。
No matter what hymns you sing, he would know how to play.
而且你让他升个半音，他马上就能升个半音的。
And then he can also adjust the scale.
从中国农村出来的时候，他们什么都不会的。
From the villages out of China, they knew nothing.
所以我觉得我应该把我的儿子送到那个学校去。
And I thought I should send my sons to that school.
我都送错了。
I sent to the wrong school.
学了好多年了，也不能弹成像这样。
He has learned piano for a long time, and he couldn't play like this.
我想不单单是那个原因。
It's not that reason alone.
因为这些人是奉献给主的人。
Because these people are consecrated to the Lord.
因为姊妹，当我们把自己奉献给主以后
，Brothers and sisters, as we consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
主就能够在我们身上做很大的事。
The Lord can do great things in us.
我想我把儿子送去一年也是不行的。
I think even if I would have sent my sons there, it is 1 year is not enough.
但是这些人，他们自己像五饼二鱼一样。已经奉献给主了。
These people have consecrated themselves to the Lord, just like the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
只要一个人把自己奉献给主，主就能够做大事。
When you consecrate yourself to the Lord, the Lord can do great things.
今天在我们当中也是一样。
Even in our midst, it is the same.
我们常常觉得我们这个事情我们不能。
A lot of times we feel that we cannot do this thing.
我们觉得那个事我们也不能。
And we cannot do that thing.
其实不是我们能不能的问题。
It is not a matter of whether we can or cannot do something.
我们能不能也不要紧。
Whether we can do something or not does not matter.
那是在乎我们是不是把自己奉献给主。
The issue is whether we're consecrated to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你把自己奉献给神的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you have consecrated yourself to God,
神就能在你身上做大事。
God can do great things in you.
就好像在这些人身上一样。
It's just like God is doing great things in them.
从农村出来的时候什么都不懂的。
From the villages, they knew nothing.
但一年以后，他们能够这样的侍奉神。
After a year, they could serve God in this manner.
所以这是让我看见神工作的一个基本的一个原则。
So I can see a basic principle by which God works.
如果我们盼望神来使用我们的话
，If we want God to use us,
我们一定要把自己奉献给神。
We have to consecrate ourselves to God.
我们若不把自己奉献给神
，If we do not consecrate ourselves to God,
我们就像五饼二鱼一样
，We're like 5 loaves and 2 fish.
吃完了就吃完了。
After we're done eating, we're done.
我们在神的手中没有什么用处的。
In the hands of God, we're worthless.
不管我们今天觉得我们这个人是怎么样
？No matter what we feel ourselves are like today，
在神的眼中都是五饼二鱼就是了。
In the eyes of God, it is just 5 loaves and 2 fish。
我们都是很少的。
We have very little。
但是我们有一条路。
But we have a way。
就是把自己 像五饼二鱼一样奉献给神。
Which is to consecrate ourselves to God, just like the five loaves and two fish.
让神在我们身上来做那个荣耀的工作。
So that God can do His glorious work in us.
Next one. 这其实不是中国。
This is not China.
因为我是去荷兰的。
Because I was going to Holland.
我要证明我实在去了荷兰。
So I'm going to show you I really did go to Holland.
所以这张是荷兰。
So this is Holland.
为什么我照这张照片呢？
Why did I take this picture?
因为荷兰是通常是看不到太阳的。
Because you normally wouldn't see the sun in Holland.
但是这次我去的那几天呢，天天都是大太阳。
But the few days I was there, every day it was bright sunshine.
非常的稀奇，所以我特别照一张照片。
It was very amazing, so I took a picture.
我在荷兰礼拜四做完事以后。
So after I concluded my business on Thursday in Holland.
我是坐六点半晚上六点半从阿姆斯特丹特丹的飞机呢到北京。
So at 6:30 p.m. I took a night flight from Amsterdam to Beijing.
阿姆斯特丹六点半就相当于北京早晨凌晨一点半。
6:30 p.m. in Amsterdam equates to 1:30 a.m. in Beijing.
所以我到达北京的时候是早晨八点半。
So when I arrived in Beijing, it was 8:30 a.m.
我出了机场以后，我不知道我要去哪里。
When I stepped out of the airport, I didn't know where to go.
然后我看到有一个人拿了一个牌子，上面有我的名字。
And I saw somebody with a sign with my name on it.
所以我就走到那个人那里去。
So I walked toward that person.
我跟那个人说你好。
I said hello.
但他跟我讲英文。
And he said to me in English.
后来他说这个外国人都会讲你好的。
He said even foreigners can say 你好。
他说所以会讲你好呢，不代表我是中国人。
Just because I can say 你好 doesn't mean that I'm Chinese.
所以他一直跟我讲英文。
So he kept saying to me in English.
把我带到一个小车子，然后呢就带我去聚会的地方。
He took me to a small car and took me to the meeting place.
我们聚会的地方是在北京密云县。
The place where we're meeting is at Liyun.
密云现在那个密云水库那附近。
It's in a dam of Miyun near Beijing, in Beijing.
所以我到的时候呢是上午十点多。
So when I arrived, it was about 10-ish a.m.
平常我在飞机上是非常能睡觉的。
Previously, I could sleep very well on planes.
但是因为这次王弟兄给我的负担很重。
But because the burden that Brother Wong gave me was very heavy.
一个周末呢，他要我讲四次。
He wanted me to speak four times over a weekend.
礼拜五晚上一次，礼拜六早晨，礼拜六晚上，礼拜天早晨。
Once on Friday night, once on Saturday morning, once Saturday night, and once on Sunday morning.
所以在飞机上我不敢睡觉。
So on the flight, I dare not sleep.
我觉得我应当再把这个信息复习一遍以后再睡觉。
So I felt like I should review my messages again before I could sleep.
所以我没有睡几个小时。
So I didn't sleep for but a few hours.
所以我到了北京那个旅馆以后呢，十点钟非常疲倦了。
So when I got to the hotel in Beijing at about 10-ish a.m., I was very tired.
所以我就大概睡了四个小时。
I slept for about 4 hours.
两点半就开始聚会了。
2:30 p.m. we started our meeting.
我头一堂是礼拜五晚上。
My first message was on Friday night.
但是当我礼拜五晚上的时候开始交通的时候，我觉得我的力量非常的强。
But when I was starting to fellowship, I felt that my strength was very strong.
我没有那个感觉，一点都没有那个感觉。我是刚坐了飞机的。
I didn't have that feeling at all that I just took a flight.
甚至我感觉比现在站在这里还要强。
I even felt stronger than I feel now.
所以我想这是神的恩典。
So I think this is the grace of God.
我们为主做事的时候，主会给我们格外的恩典。
As we do His work, God will give us great His special grace.
然后聚会是礼拜天下午四点半结束。
And the meetings concluded at 4:30 p.m.
我们就坐车子坐到北京去，在那个旅馆里面住了一个晚上。
And we drove to a hotel in Beijing and spent the night there.
然后第二天早晨九点钟飞机回美国。
And in the next morning at 9 a.m., I came back to the States.
下午一点半到 Bush Airport.
And I arrived in the Bush Airport at 1:30 p.m.
第二天早晨就上班了。
And the second day I went to work.
我感谢主，现在我比较能够明白为什么这几年常常出去出差。
And now I started to realize why I kept having business trips the past few years.
或许神 在训练我。
Maybe God was training me.
让我能够有这样的一种旅行。
So that I could have this type of trips.
好，请下一张。这是我们聚会的地方。
This is our meeting place.
中国每一天都在改变。
China is changing every day.
当然，世界每一天都在改变。
Of course, the world is also changing every day.
但是现在没有一个地方像中国改变的这么大。
But there's no place like China where such a dramatic changes take place.
在盖高楼大厦的时候，都需要那个很大的一个架子叫 crane.
You need a big, a large cranes to build buildings.
不是，真的是 crane.他们说全世界的 crane 有三分之一都在中国。
They say that one third of the cranes are in China now.
所以到中国那个城市里面的时候，那个 crane 像树林一样。
So when you go into China, you see these cranes like forests.
我们这次要这个 remodeling 的时候，我们发现呢，那钢铁的价钱都涨价了。
This time, when we're doing our own remodeling of the building, we realize that the prices of steel have increased.
因为所有的钢铁都给中国买去了。
Because all the steel have been bought by China.
为什么现在我们油价这么高？
Why is the oil price so high?
那最主要的原因，因为中国用油量增加很大。
It is because the demand of oil for China has increased dramatically.
昨天我们家里装了一个篮球架。
Yesterday we put up a basketball
pole
in our house.
然后那个人说，这个篮球架是在美国做的最后一个了。
He said that this is the last one made in the USA.
下一批篮球架是从中国来的。
The other basketball poles will be coming from China.
弟兄姊妹，中国成为全世界的加工厂现在。
Now China is becoming the manufacturing ground for all the places in the world.
所以在中国每一天都发生巨大的改变。
So every day in China, great changes are taking place.
但是让我最奇异的一件事。
But what amazes me most,
在这些改变的当中，
is that in the midst of all these changes,
在中国的弟兄姊妹却有一个很强的信念，要把福音传到耶路撒冷。
The brothers and sisters in China have a very strong will to preach the gospel back to Jerusalem.
今天你在美国很少听到这个题目。
Today, in America, you hardly hear about this topic.
在美国的弟兄姊妹很少讲这个福音传到耶路撒冷这件事。
Brothers and sisters rarely talk about preaching the gospel back to Jerusalem.
但是如果你到中国的话，
However, if you go to China,
每一个人都知道这件事。
Everyone knows about this.
每一个人都觉得这个事是重要的事。
Everyone feels that this is an important thing.
我在那里碰到一个乡村的一个传道人。
I met a preacher from the villages.
他就跟我，他说你到荷兰来。
He told me you came from Holland.
你跟我们讲那个传福音到耶路撒冷。
Why don't you tell us about preaching the gospel to Jerusalem?
他们的负担实在是很强。
Their burden is very very strong.
我想这是神的工作。
I think this is the work of God.
在中国这样大的变动的当中。
In amidst all these dramatic changes in China.
在中国的弟兄姊妹有这样大的一个负担。
Yet the brothers and sisters in China have such a big burden.
那我们应当做什么？
So what should we do?
我想我们应该祷告。
We need to pray.
这是在早晨晨更的时候。
This is during morning watch.
大家一起祷告。
Everybody prayed together.
我们看十字架的 CD 的时候，也发现弟兄姊妹在中国祷告是跪下来的。
When we watched the DVDs of the cross, we also realized that when the brothers and sisters prayed in China, they kneel when they pray.
他们乃是匍匐在地。向主祷告。
They prostrate on the floor and pray to God.
这些都不是农村的农民。
These are not villagers or farmers.
这些都是公司的老板。
These are all company bosses.
他们在主的面前跟农村的农民是一样的。
Before the Lord, they're just like all the villagers and farmers.
我没有一点感觉，在对一些公司的老板在说话。
We have a little thoughts to talk to the company bosses.
没有一点的感觉。
I did not feel anything different when I was preaching to the company bosses.
就像一般的弟兄姊妹是意思一样的。
It's just like I was speaking to any brother and sister.
Yeah, 在神的家里实在是一个非常奇妙的事。
And the family of God is such an amazing thing.
在神的家里面大家都是弟兄都是姊妹。
In the family of God, we're all brothers and sisters.
不管你的背景是什么。
Regardless of your background.
刚才是趴在地上，现在都是站起来。
Previously they were prostrating, now they were all standing up.
在中国的聚会啊， 开始的时候都有大概半个小时的唱诗赞美的时间。
In the meetings in China, in the beginning, there are always 30 minutes of worship time.
那个半小时都是站着，都是站着的。
So everybody stand for 30 minutes.
没有坐着的。
Nobody sits.
就是都是站着，一直站，等到那个唱诗完了以后。
Everybody stand until the end of the worship time.
只有在听信息的时候是坐下来的。
It is only when they're listening to messages that they sit.
敬拜的时候他们站起来。
When they worship, they stand.
祷告的时候他们趴下去。
When they pray, they prostrate.
今天我们在美国，我们敬拜的时候也是坐着的。
Today, when we worship in America,
祷告的时候
we're also always sitting.
我们也是坐着的。
When we pray, we're always sitting.
当然，我们不是要学他们外面的样式。
We're not copying their outward appearance.
但是这会不会说到我们里面的光景
？But would it refer to also to our inner condition?
这些弟兄姊妹从中国各地来到北京。
These brothers came from different places in China to come to Beijing.
从北边的吉林沈阳。
From Jilin province and Shenyang province.
沈阳是市。
City of Shenyang.
Yeah. 然后到天津，北京，天津。
And then to the city of Beijing and city of Tianjin.
山东的潍坊。
And Weifang city in Shandong province.
上海。
Shanghai.
湖南的长沙，河南的郑州。
长沙 and 郑州 in 河南，
温州
city of 温州，
深圳
and city of 深圳。
所以很多弟兄姊妹呢是头一次见面的。
So a lot of these brothers and sisters have seen the world.
但是
they're the first time they met for the first time.
但是大家在主的里面呢是非常的亲切的。
However, in the Lord, everybody are endearing to each other.
对，这也是一个非常奇妙的事。
This is also an amazing thing.
弟兄姊妹不需要认识很久。
Brothers and sisters, you don't have to know each other for very long.
在主的里面，一交就能通了。
But in the Lord, you immediately become very close.
下面我要讲一些见证。
Afterwards, I want to share a few testimonies.
这位弟兄姓梁，叫梁斌。
This brother's last name is Liang, and his name is Bing Liang.
来自山东潍坊县。
And he came from Shandong province.
你可以从他的个子可以看出来。
You can tell from his stature.
他在那里开了一个公司，是做包装材料的。
He has a company there that manufactures wrapping paper.
Packaging.
那
他信主有八年。
He has believed in the Lord for 8 years.
但是他说啊，他信主的动机不是很对的。
However, the things that he believed in were not necessarily right.
他当初信主呢，是为了要跟他姊妹结婚。
He believed in the Lord initially so that he could marry his wife.
不结婚呢，他姊妹不嫁给他的。不信主，他姐妹不嫁给他的。
If he didn't believe in the Lord, his wife would not marry him.
那后来他就信主了。
So he believed in the Lord.
所以他信主八年，他生活没有什么改变。
So after having believed in the Lord for 8 years, his life has not changed.
他在工厂里面呢，他做这些年一直有一个问题。
In his factory, he always have this question.
就是他的品质呢，出来的不良。
The quality of his products are not good.
他们的那个订单呢，都是从一些很大的公司，像雀巢啊这样的公司给他们的。
The purchase orders are from large companies such as Nestle.
所以品质要求很高。
So they have a high requirement of quality.
所以每一次交货，他们都要退货。
So every time they turn in the goods, they have to be rejected.
他就每一次都要跟员工啊，就来讲话。
So every time he has to talk to his employees about.
但是怎么样讲都没有用，每一次还是同样的情形。
So no matter how he talked to them, it's still the same thing.
那有一天呢，他突然就看到一句话。
One day he suddenly saw a word.
他说、啊、那个行为的改变要从心里面的改变开始。
Behavioral changes start with a change in the heart.
他想这句话真有道理。
He said that this sentence has a good reason.
我这些工人的行为，我想要让他们行为改变的话。
If I want their behavior of my workers to change.
他们的心一定要先改变。
Their hearts must be changed first.
他们如果心不改变的话，他们行为就不会改变。
If their hearts are not changed, their behavior will not be changed.
那我不是基督徒吗？
Am I not a Christian?
我应该教导他们圣经的话。
I need to teach them about the word of the Bible.
后来他就开始呢不讲那个品质管制的话。
So he stopped talking about the quality control.
他就开始呢开会呢他就讲主的话。
In the meetings, he started to talk about the word of God.
过了好几个月,
After a few months,
他的品质就改善了。
His quality issues have improved.
从此他那公司没有那个品质的问题。
From now on, his company does not have quality
problems. 所以对他来讲是一个很大的震撼。
So to him, it is a huge shock.
原来神的话有这么大的一个功用啊！
The word of God is so effective.
他觉得他应该传福音。
So he needs to preach the gospel.
他从谁开始呢
？So who did he start with?
他从副总经理开始。
He started with his senior vice president.
他把那个副总经理叫到他的房间。
He asked the senior vice president to get into his room.
跟他传福音啊。
And he preached the gospel.
但是他说我不敢叫他决志。
But I was afraid to ask him to commit himself to the Lord.
因为他从来没有做过这个事情。
Because he's never done it before.
所以呢，他让他回去了。
So he just let him go away.
他心里很难过。
But he was very sad in his heart.
他说为什么不敢要他决志呢
？So why was I so afraid to ask him to commit himself to the Lord？
后来他有一次他又把他找来了。
So one time he asked him to come into his office again。
又跟他传福音。
And he preached the gospel to him again。
啊，那间鼓起勇气了。
And then he mustered up his courage。
他说你愿不愿意做决志祷告
？Are you willing to pray the prayer of commitment？
那副总经理就说好。
So the senior vice president said okay。
那他说我们来祷告。
So we pray together。
他还讲了三个字。
And he only uttered three words.
四个，他主我感谢你。
Say the Lord, I thank you.
然后呢，他就眼泪就流下来了。
And then his tears poured out.
他就不能再讲了。
And he could not finish.
那就是他头一次带人信主的故事。
That was the story of his how he first led someone to Christ.
然后呢，他就开始在工厂的里面呢，也有这样的聚会。
And then in his factory, he has similar gatherings.
他最近有一次，他在工厂里面给员工传福音的。
Recently, he was preaching the gospel to his employees.
然后他就说，有没有人要留下来信主
？And he said, "Are there anyone who wants to remain to believe in the Lord?"
就有50个人要信主。
And 50 people wanted to believe in the Lord.
然后他说，又带他们祷告。
So he let them pray.
又是一样。讲了一句话以后呢，他就没办法讲下去了。
And it's the same thing. He uttered a sentence and he could not finish.
主在他的身上做了很大的工作。
The Lord has done great things in him.
在他的公司里面也改变了他的公司。
And the Lord has also changed his company.
有一次他们收到一批订单。
One time they have gotten a huge purchase order.
是一个不大的订单，蛮小的。
It's a rather small purchase order.
后来呢，他们来不及做，他们没有办法在那个时间来交货了。
And then they were running out of time, so they could not finish the products on time.
他又不在中国。
And he was not in China at the time.
所以呢，副总经理就打电话给他。
So the senior vice president called him.
他说怎么办？我们交不出来了。
Said, "We cannot produce the goods."
他就说，你看怎么办呢
？So he asked him, "What do you think we should do?"
那个副总经理说，那我们应该照着圣经的教训来做。
So the senior vice president said, "We should conduct as the Bible has taught us."
我们就用空运把它寄回去吧。
We should use a courier service to send the goods away.
那这样我们就赔钱，赔钱就赔钱了。
If we lose money, we lose money.
因为我们答应人家，这个时候要交给人家的。
Because we promised the people that we are going to deliver it.
他就很高兴。
So he was very happy.
他觉得这个副总经理这么能够把自己摆在主的手中。
So because the senior vice president was so willing to put himself in the hands of the Lord.
所以他也很高兴，他说我们就赔钱这一次。
So he was very happy. So he said, "We'll lose money this time."
很快的。这个同一个客户马上就给他们一个非常大的订单。
And very quickly, the same customer gave him a very, very large purchase order.
因为头一个订单是试试他们的。
Because the first purchase order was just to test them.
我们实在感谢神。
We truly thank God.
我们如果要走主的道路
，If we want to take the way of the Lord,
一定是得胜的道路。
It is a victorious way.
弟兄姊妹，我们都很熟悉，在中国有家庭教会。
Brothers and sisters, we're all familiar with family gatherings in China.
但是今天主可能在中国要做一个新的事。
However, today God may be doing a new thing in China.
叫工厂教会。
Which is a factory churches.
下一张。这是另外一对夫妇。
This is another couple.
这对夫妇呢，弟兄姓郭，姊妹呢姓赵。
The last name of the husband is Guo, and the last name of the wife is Zhao.
他们是在中国沈阳。
They live in 沈阳。
你没有办法想象这两个人哈，他们是做重工业的。
You cannot believe that they're involved in heavy industries.
他们乃是做那个热交换器。 heat exchangers.
Oh, they manufacture heat exchangers.
在中国沈阳呢，那一带都是做重工业的。
In Shenyang province, people are involved in heavy industries.
我去年在海南岛就遇见他们两个人。
Last year in Hainan, I have met them.
在我去年见到他们的时候呢，我觉得这个姊妹呢，蛮忧愁的。
But last year when I met them, I thought that the wife was a little sorrowful.
有一天呢，聚完会呢，他们两个来找我。
After a meeting one day, they came to talk to me.
那个姊妹就说，她说我弟兄啊，我弟兄需要决志。
So the wife said that my husband need to commit himself to the Lord.
他信啊，信是信了。
He has believed.
那人呢，也是一个好人，非常好人。
And he's really a good person.
啊，没什么感觉。
But he doesn't have many, much feelings.
他也来聚会。
And he also comes to meetings.
太太是非常爱主。
The wife really, really, really loves the Lord.
但是先生呢，没有什么感觉。
However, the husband does not have much feelings.
我不知道我们当中有没有这样的情形。
Don't we have similar circumstances among our midst?
所以太太很着急。
So the wife is very anxious.
她就来找我。
So she came to seek me out.
其实找我是没有什么办法的。
it is not of much use for her to talk to me.
我也只能为他们祷告。
I could only pray for them.
我就说我们来祷告。
So I said, let's pray together.
后来我就带这个弟兄呢，做一个决志的祷告。
So I led this brother for a prayer to commit his life to the Lord.
然后我们后来就回来了。
And then we came back.
然后这一次再见到他们的时候啊。
When I saw them again this time.
他们告诉我，他们从海南岛回去以后呢，这个弟兄发生了很大的变化。
After the return to Hainan, the husband has undergone much change.
他们一回到沈阳的时候，发现呢，他的父亲呢得了重病。
When they returned to Shenyang last year, they realized that his father was in a grave condition.
然后呢，这个姊妹告诉我，她说弟兄就为他父亲祷告的时候痛哭流涕。
So the wife told me that when the husband prayed for his father, he was really, really crying and weeping.
那这个人从来不会干这种事的。
This person would never do anything like that.
但是在这一次的时候，他就痛哭的流涕为他父亲祷告。
However, this time he really, really cried to pray for his father.
后来他父亲和母亲都信主。
And then afterwards, his father and mother both believed in the Lord.
然后他说更奇怪的，他说他这个弟兄啊，在公司里面，在员工面前祷告也痛哭流涕。
More amazingly is that when this husband prayed before his employees, he was also crying very heavily.
这个姊妹呢，那个时候她告诉我，她非常不喜欢做这个生意。
The wife told me at the time that she did not really like to get into this business.
因为她是学中文的。
Because she was a student of Chinese.
她是老师。
She was a teacher.
所以她呢，对做这个生意呢，她是不是她的喜爱。
It is not her liking to be involved in business.
但是呢，这一年过去以后呢，其实不到一年，才十个月。
And 10 months have gone by.
她充满了喜乐。
She was filled with joy.
她说她现在啊，最重要的是传福音。
The most important thing to her now is to preach the gospel.
每一个客户如果谈话超过五分钟的话，他就开始传福音了。
If she talks to a customer for more than 5 minutes, she will start to preach the gospel.
他说传福音是他最高兴的一件事。
To her, it is the happiest thing for her to preach the gospel.
他不但在沈阳传福音，他还跑到吉林去，跑到哈尔滨去。
Not only did she preach the gospel in her own province, she also went to neighboring provinces.
甚至他们也到北朝鲜去。
And they even went to North Korea to preach the gospel.
在沈阳，他们参加一个企业家的团契。
In their own province, they joined a fellowship for enterprisers.
在沈阳，基督徒的企业家就超过100个人。
In the province of Shenyang alone, enterprisers who are Christians exceed 100.
他们这样的服侍主，那生意怎么样呢？
When they serve the Lord like this, how did their business go?
他们最近买了一块地，他们工厂要扩大。
They finally bought a piece of land and they're going to expand their factory.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的心在主的事情上
，Brothers and sisters, if our heart is in the matter of the Lord,
主呢就照顾我们的事。
The Lord would take care of our matters.
这件事情从来不会错的，都是这样的。
None of these things would be wrong.
每一个愿意把自己交给神的人，
anyone who's willing to give yourself to the hands of the Lord,
神都会照顾他们。
The Lord will take care of you.
所以我看见他们非常的喜乐。
So I see that they are filled with joy.
超过我的想象。
It far exceeds my imagination.
神能够在短的时间里面改变一个人，改变这么大。
That God could change someone in such a dramatic way in such a short period of time.
去年他们是坐倒数第三排。
Last year they were sitting at the second next to second to the last row.
今年他们两个坐在头一排。
This year they're in the front row.
下一个。这一位弟兄哈姓高。
This brother's last name is Gao.
Gao. 他是台湾出生的一个弟兄。
He is born in Taiwan.
在信主以前。
Before he believed in the Lord.
他是做一种生意啊，是你想都想不到的。
He is involved in a business that you can never imagine.
他是做那个纸钱的。
He is involved with the paper money that they worship idols with.
他是全世界做纸钱最大的一个商。
He is the largest manufacturer of this paper money for idol worship.
所以我们可以说他是罗马书里面那个献给那个罪的做器具的那个人。
So we can say that he is that vessel of sin in the book of Romans.
他生意做得很大，他在东南亚一带，他跟那个印尼的那个总统的弟弟合伙做生意。
His business was very prosperous, and he was doing business with the brother of the Indonesian president, the brother of the Indonesian president.
但后来那个印尼总统的弟弟呢，就把他的钱骗了。
However, the brother of the Indonesian president took away his money.
所以他破产。
So he filed for bankruptcy.
破产，台湾就要抓他。
So the Taiwanese authorities wanted to arrest him.
他就跑到大陆去躲起来。
So he hid in China.
这个是中国人一个好处。
So it's nice being a Chinese.
他在大陆躲了一段时间。
He hid in China for a while.
但他有一个女朋友是信主的。
But he had as a girlfriend who believed in the Lord.
后来他的女朋友就跑到中国大陆去把他带回来。
And his girlfriend brought him back from China.
带回台湾送他到监狱里面去坐牢。
And then she took him to the prison in Taiwan to be in prison.
所以他在监狱里面坐牢坐了七年。
So he spent 7 years in the prison in Taiwan.
他在监牢里面呢就有一个跟他坐监的人是基督徒。
And his prison cellmate was a Christian.
那个人呢就跟他传福音，对他不错。
That person preached the gospel to him, and he was pretty good to him.
但是这个人呢，你知道他在这些生意里面，他的脑筋是很不容易改变。
But however, because of the businesses that he was involved with, his mind could not be changed easily.
等到七年坐满他出狱的时候。
After 7 years, and he was about to be released from jail.
只有一个人来接他。
Only one person greeted him.
就是基督徒的朋友来接他。
That was a Christian friend.
后来基督徒把他介绍到教会去。
And that Christian took him to the church.
他就不喜欢那个教会。
He didn't like the church.
他不肯去那个教会。
He didn't want to go to that church.
但是呢，他留了一个电话在那里。
But he left a phone number there.
所以你们来教会呢，一定要留个电话。
So if you come to church, you have to leave your phone number.
很重要的。
It's very important.
他就不肯去教会。
So he did not want to go to church.
但是他留了一个电话。
But he left a phone number.
就从那天开始呢，就有一个弟兄常常用电话跟他联系。
So from that day onward, there was a brother who contacted him a lot with the phone.
在电话里面跟他传福音。
On the phone, he preached the gospel to him.
他没有再去那个聚会。
He never went to that gathering again.
但那个弟兄呢，一直跟他联系。
However, that brother kept keeping in contact with him.
很长很长的一段时间。
For a long, long period of time.
后来他发现，原来这个跟他联系的这个弟兄啊。
And then he realized that the person who was contacting him all this time
是一个癌症末期的一个病人
was a cancer patient in a terminal phase.
所以他在那个时候他受感动了。
So he was very moved.
他说这个是神。
He said that this is God.
就他信主。
So he believed in the Lord.
他现在在中国深圳。
Now he is in the city of Shenzhen in China.
在中山那个地方。
In 中山
我不知道深圳跟中山的关系是什么，反正他在中山那个地方。
He is in 中山。
他在那里开一个工厂。
He opened up a factory there.
他就在工厂里面传福音。
So he preached the gospel in the factory.
不但在他的工厂，他也在附近的工厂，里面传福音。
Not only in his own factory, he also preached the gospel in neighboring factories.
那为了这个传福音，他也被抓过四次了。
And for preaching the gospel, he has been arrested 4 times.
他说最近一次工厂里面受浸的话，有300个人受浸。
The last time they had a baptismal meeting in a factory, there were 300 people who were baptized.
我们感谢神啊，从前是一个献给罪做器罪的器具的人。
We thank the Lord that this was a vessel that was consecrated to sin before.
今天把自己献给神，将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Today he consecrated the members of his body as a member of righteousness to God.
我想神能够做的工作超过我们所求所想。
What God can do is beyond our imagination.
神能够把这样的一个人拣选回来。
God can choose such a person like this.
然后放在中国最需要的地方。
And put him in a person that is most needy in China.
这一个姊妹看起来很年轻哈。
This sister looks very young.
她是一个公司的蛮高级的一个主管。
He is a fairly senior manager in a company.
这个公司在长沙叫梦洁公司。
This is a company in the city of Changsha, and the name of the company is 梦洁。
他们的总经理姓江，就是一个江弟兄。
Their general manager is also a brother by the name of 江。
这个江弟兄是去年四月才信主的。
Brother 江 believed in the Lord in April of last year.
就是2003年四月才信主的。
In April 2003.
那今年是2004年。
This year is 2004.
就信主一年多了。
So he believed in the Lord for slightly over a year.
但是这个总经理呢，在一年之内把这个公司哈，真是改变的非常非常大。
However, this general manager has made great changes in this company.
可以说的是一个巨大的一个变化。
You could say that these are dramatic changes.
他没有来到那个北京。
She did not come to Beijing.
所以他派了他们公司的一个主管来。
So he did not come to Beijing. So he sent along a senior manager.
所以他这个姊妹呢，就在讲他们公司这一年多的那个产生的变化。
So this sister shared with us all the changes that took place in the company.
他实在是讲到感动的地方呢，他都有流泪哈。
When she spoke about places that touched her heart, she would weep.
他们的公司现在那个江弟兄呢，他每天早晨呢，他6:30到公司。
Brother John arrives in the company at 6:30.
然后呢，在公司里面巡视一下呢，7:00呢，公司所有的高级的主管呢，就一起晨更聚会。
And he walks around a little bit, and then at 7 a.m. There is a morning watch among all the senior managers.
他们就在一起唱诗。读经祷告。
They sing songs and praise God.
然后呢，他们在一起吃早饭。
And then they eat breakfast together.
有这样的公司多好啊！
It's so good to join a company like this.
他们还做了一件很大的事。
They also did a very big thing.
我们都知道，在中国的工厂是没有星期天的。
We know that in factories in China, they do not have Sundays off.
中国的工厂一天。一个礼拜上班7天。
Factories are open 7 days a week in China.
中国的工厂非常非常大。
Factories in China are very, very big.
那个工厂都是上千人，甚至有上万人的工厂。
You have over 1,000 or 10,000 of the employees.
那个工人呢，就一排一排坐的，就像排队一样，一排一排，一排一排排下去。
Workers would stand row by row.
一个礼拜没有一天休息。
All through the whole week, they do not have a day of rest.
所以我们才能在沃尔玛买便宜的东西。
So that we can buy cheap goods in Walmart.
他们公司有聚会。
But they have gatherings in the factories.
但他们觉得这个工人都不能参加。
But then they think that none of the factory workers can join in their meetings.
所以他们就做了一个决定。
So they made a decision.
我们公司以后上班6天就好了。
We will only work 6 days a week.
别人都是上班7天，这个梦觉公司要改为6天。
Other people work 7 days a week, but this company will only work 6 days a week.
这是很不容易的一件事。
This is a very unusual thing.
在中国的这中国的这个企业中间，这个是很不容易的一件事。
Among Chinese enterprises, this is a very unusual thing to do.
这是七分之一的生产力，对不对
？This is one-seventh of your productivity.
那对你的利对你的利润的那个影响有多大？不止七分之一了。
And the influence on your profit is exceed probably is exceeding one-seventh.
但他们为着他们为为着要要。要顺服神，他们就改为六天。
However, because they want to obey God, they changed to working 6 days a week.
但他们发现呢，非常奇妙，他们的生产力没有下降。
But amazingly, they realized that their productivity did not decrease.
这是不是一个奇迹呢
？Isn't this a miracle?
他生产力没有下降。
Their productivity did not decrease.
而且现在这个梦洁公司呢，成为所有同行的一个谈论的题目。
And this company also becomes a company that is of much discussion among their own industry.
因为他们的业务越来越好。
Because their business is getting better and better.
从前他们打不进的那个工厂，现在他们都打进去了。
Previously, they could not enter into certain markets, and they could enter into those markets now.
所以大家都在问这个公司发生了什么事情。
So everybody was asking, what has happened to this company?
为什么会表现这么好？
Why did they have such great results?
我想很简单。
I think it's very simple.
因为他们把神摆在第一位。
Because they put God first.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常希望自己很顺利。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we hope that we have a very smooth environment.
所以我们把自己摆在第一位。
So we put ourselves in the first place.
但是那个其实是错误的。
But that is wrong.
你把自己摆在第一位，永远不会成功的。
If you put yourself first, you will never succeed.
要把神摆在第一位。
You have to put God first.
所以梦洁公司在他们公司的那个刊物里面说，我们公司的那个信念是这样。
So this company put their company mission statement in a peer periodical.
他说我们公司信念第一。
For us, faith comes first.
家庭第二。
Families come second.
事业第三。
Business comes third.
我们每个员工都要这样。
All our employees have to be like this.
信念是第一的。
Faith comes first.
家庭是第二。
Family comes second.
事业是第三。
Business comes third.
这是一个公司的老板在公司的刊物里面这样写的，告诉每个员工。
This is the head of the company writing such a mission statement to all the workers of the company.
我们感谢神，今天有这样的公司在中国。
We thank God that we have a company such as this in China.
弟兄姊妹，我们在我们家里面做家长的这些人。
For us who are parents.
你们能不能够在主的面前说，这是我们家的次序？
Can you say that this is the priority of our family?
神的是第一。
The matters of God come first.
家庭第二。
Family comes second.
我的事业第三。
My career comes third.
你能不能这样做
？Can you do this?
在梦洁公司，他们是这样实行的。
This company is practicing this.
所以这个公司，神就大大的祝福他们。
So God greatly blessed this company.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有那个次序的话
，If we do not have the right priority.
我们就没有见证。
We do not have testimony.
如果你要成为神的见证的话
，If you want to become the testimony of God,
你要把那个次序搞对了。
You have to have the right priority.
好，下一个。这个弟兄呢，温州来的。
This brother is from 温州。
温州现在成为中国最大的做鞋的工厂。
温州 is now the largest shoe manufacturer in China.
他们说的，在全世界如果有十双鞋子，有两双是温州做的。
out of every 10 pairs of shoes in the world are manufactured in the city.
这个弟兄呢，他是做那个做鞋的材料的那个工厂。
This brother manufactures the raw material for shoes.
那我就跟他讲了。我说啊，那全世界那个十双鞋啊，会不会有三双的材料都是你做的呢？
So I told him that three out of 10 pairs of shoes in China would use raw material from your company.
温州是非常非常发展的一个城市。
It's a very developed city.
所以他有一个也蛮大的工厂。
So he has a fairly large factory.
他就说他在工厂里面呢有一个很大的一个难处。
He said that there's a great difficulty in the factory.
就这个工人会打架。
Workers would have fist fights.
你想啊，这么多的人，几千个人哈，生活在一起。
Because several thousand of people live together.
这些工人住没有办法自己租房子住的。
These factory workers are not financially equipped to rent their own housing.
他们从农村出来以后呢，他们就吃在工厂，他们就住在工厂，他们就睡在工厂，也在那里工作。
After they came out of villages, they would eat, work, and sleep in a factory.
如果 你整天跟同样的人在一起的话 是很麻烦的。
If you stay, the same, stay with the same people all day long, it is problematic.
所以工厂常常有工人打架的事。
So a lot of times there are fist fights among the workers.
他都非常的头痛。
So he had a headache.
但是后来呢，他在工厂开始传福音以后。
So after he started preaching the gospel in the factory.
然后在工厂传了福音以后呢。
After he has preached the gospel in the factories.
工人也不打架了。
The workers stopped fighting.
他实在觉得很奇怪，这个福音有这么大的一个能力啊。
He marveled at the power of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见，当神使用这些企业家的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you see that when God starts to use these enterprisers who are brothers and sisters,
他们用他们的生活来见证圣经上每一句话都是真实的。
They use their life to demonstrate that every single word in the Bible is true.
的确，耶稣基督是一切问题的答案。
It is true that the Lord Jesus is the answer to all their daily problems.
今天有很多的书讲品质管制啊。
Today there are a lot of books on quality control.
最好的品质管制的书呢，就是圣经。
The best quality control book available is the Bible.
有很多人讲要做人处事哈。
A lot of people talk about how to be a nice person.
最好的做人处事的书呢，就是圣经。
The best book that will teach you how to be a nice person is the Bible.
今天世界上有很多很多的讲到婚姻的这个书籍哈。
These days there are a lot of books on marriages.
最好的讲婚姻的书呢，就是圣经。
The best book on marriage is the Bible.
今天我们有很多很多的这些需要。
Today we have many many needs.
最好的答案都在圣经的里面。
The best answers are all found in the Bible.
我想我们理智上都知道这件事。
In our mind, we all understand this.
但是我们看到在这些弟兄姊妹的身上，他们的生活上见证出来。
But we see that it becomes a reality in these brothers and sisters in China.
因此我们在北京聚会呢，那个聚会在对外呢是企业家研讨会哈。
The gathering that we had in Beijing is a meeting for Chinese enterprisers.
但是呢，我们在讲什么？就讲圣经。
But that's the topic we have to the outside. But
我们怎么样来做企业呢？
So how do we have an enterprise?
就是圣经。
Which is the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，没有别的。
Brothers and sisters, there's nothing else.
今天不管你做什么事。
No matter what you do today.
不管你是哪一个行哪一个业。
Whatever industry you're involved in.
你想要把它做好吗？
If you want to be successful.
靠圣经。
Rely on the Bible.
实在是非常的奇妙。
It is truly amazing.
这两个人是从奥斯汀去的。
These two people came from Austin.
Yeah, 他们在奥斯汀那里一个美国教会聚会。
They meet in an American fellowship.
这个人呢，穿白衣服的呢是 UT Austin 的副总裁。
This brother in the white shirt is a vice president at UT Austin.
当然 ，UT Austin 有好多个副总裁。
Of course, UT Austin has many of VPs.
他是其中的一个。
He's one of them.
在他们支持王弟兄他们那个组织里面的一个同工。
He is a co-worker among the organization of Brother Wang.
因此呢，这次呢，他也参加了聚会。
So he also attended the meetings.
Yeah, 他们真是非常的对中国有负担。
They have a lot of burden for China.
他们愿意在任何的岗位上呢来参与。
They are willing to be participating in any involvement.
他说我不知道我们能做什么。
He said that I don't know what I can do.
但是如果我们来帮人搬搬行李的话也好。
But if I can move people's luggage, that is good.
所以你看，他们真是愿意尽他们所能的。
So they really do what they could.
虽然在目前这种时候，他们所能做的是比较有限。
Even though at this time what they can do may be limited.
远远赶不上你我所能做的。
Far less than what you and I can do.
所以今天我们在主的面前应当思考，就我们应当做什么。
So today before the Lord, we need to say, what should we do?
也许大家认识这个人。
Maybe you know this person.
在十字架 CD 里面，他有出现过蛮多次的。
He appeared many times in the DVD, The Cross.
在中国的家庭教会有五个大家。
In the family churches in China, there are five large gatherings.
这个张弟兄呢是其中一个大家的负责人。
This brother Zhang is a responsible brother of one of the five large families.
在下午的一个专题里面，他告诉我们在中国农村教会里面的变化。
He shared with us about the dramatic changes in the churches in the villages in China.
因为中国的那个工业的发展呢，许多农村的这个弟兄需要到都市里面去找工作。
A lot of the people have to find work out of the villages, but into the cities in China.
因此，在中国的农村的家庭教会里面，就产生了很大的影响。
So it has a huge impact on the family churches in the villages.
有些教会呢，都只剩下老人和小孩了。
Some churches only have old people and children.
甚至有的人呢，把孩子都已经带到城市去了。
Even a lot of people have brought their children into the cities.
在农村里面，他们有很好的聚集。
In the villages, they have very good gatherings.
但是到了城市以后，他们连聚会的地方都没有。
However, when they get into the cities, they don't even have a place to worship.
因为他们一个礼拜要上班七天嘛。
Because they have to work 7 days a week.
没有一个当地的家庭教会能够跟他们的时间来配合的。
Not one local family church can cooperate with their work hours.
就算是有的话，也没有办法容纳这么多的农村的信徒。
Even if there were, you cannot contain all these factory workers.
我们这里讲不是几千人呢，我们是讲上亿的人。
We're not talking about several thousand people. We're talking about hundreds of millions of people.
有这么多的人在中国的城市里面。谁能够去做呢？
So there's so many people of in China who can do the work.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人能够做。
Not one single person can do the work.
就是有一百个人来也不能做。
Even if there were 100 people, you cannot do the work.
我们只有祷告神，让神在中国再做一个新的事情。
So we can only pray to God so that God can do a new work in China.
在所有的工厂里面来兴起他的儿女来。
So that in all the factories that he would raise up his own children.
就好像当日神在美国的学校里面兴起查经班一样。
Just like in the old days where God raised up all these Bible studies in American colleges.
20年以前，神在北美的大学里面就兴起了查经班。
20 years ago, God has arose many Bible studies in the colleges.
没有人来计划这件事情。
Nobody planned for it.
是神自己做的。
God did it himself.
在今天，中国有这么多的工厂里。
Today we have so many factories in China.
每一个工厂有这么多的这个同胞。
There are so many people in each factory.
他们一个礼拜要工作七天。
And each week they have to work 7 days a week.
我们要求主在这些工厂里面来兴起弟兄姊妹来传福音给他们。
We have to ask God to raise up brothers and sisters in each factory so that they can preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这个事情需要祷告的。
This is a thing that requires much prayer.
这个不是靠我们计划的。
This is not from our planning.
这个弟兄姓苏。
This is brother Sue.
这个苏弟兄呢，就是在中国。指挥那个弥赛亚的那个弟兄。
This brother conducted the Messiah Orchestra.
对啊，那个。
哦。
弥赛亚。
Messiah.
Okay. 那他是成立了那个迦南学校。
He established the School of Canaan.
就是他把那些农村的人召到北京来教他们音乐。
It was he who gathered the people from the villages and teach them music.
他本身呢是从新疆来的。
He came from Xinjiang.
在这次聚会里面，这个学校里面有四个人，他们结束他们的学习。
This time there were 4 people who concluded their studies in the school.
他们要要出去服侍。
They were about to enter into their service.
有三个人是去。湖南的那个偏僻的山区里面，湘西。
3 people are going to a very remote area in Hunan province.
那有一个姊妹要去新疆。
One sister is going to Xinjiang province.
所以我们为他们一起祷告。
So we prayed for them.
这个是王弟兄。
This is brother Wang.
这个是苏文新弟兄。
This is brother Sue.
这个是王弟兄他们公司的那个负责弟兄。
This is a responsible brother from the company of brother Wang.
这是一个比较近的一个照片，就那四位。
This is a closer shot of the 4 people.
最边上这个是要到新疆去的。
This sister is going to Xinjiang.
其他三位是到湖南西边的。
The other are going to a very remote place in the western part of the province of Hunan.
我想 在下面呢，我想给大家看两个很短的那个 movie clip。
I'm going to show two very short movie clips.
头一个呢是聚会的情景。
First is part of our meeting.
Plate, center, yeah, plate, 中间那个。这就是那个敬拜的情形，你们看到大家都是站着的，没有人坐下来的，从头到尾都是站着的。
This is how they worship. Nobody sat, and from the beginning to the end, everybody stood.
这个非常可惜，我没有把它全部弄下来哈。
Regrettably, I did not tape the whole thing.
我那时候弄了，出了一点错。
I made an error when I was taping.
但是我很喜欢这首诗歌。
But I really like this hymn.
这首诗歌说：“主啊，我算什么？”
This hymn goes like, "Lord, who am I?"
你竟抬举我。
But you have exalted me.
让我站在你面前为你唱一首歌。
So that I can stand before you and sing a song for you.
主啊，我算什么？
Lord, who am I?
你竟顾念我。
That you take a mind of me.
让我生在中国，经历大丰收。
So that I'm born in China to experience a great harvest.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们讲到几位弟兄的见证。
Brothers and sisters, earlier on we talked about the testimonies of a few brothers and sisters.
当这些见证在主的面前就像一首歌。
But these testimonies are just like a song before the Lord.
我们原来真的是像尘土一样。
Previously, we're just like dust.
就好像那个做名纸的那个弟兄。
It's just like the person who manufactured the paper money for idol worship.
在神的面前真的是没有价值的。
Before God, that was worthless.
但是神今天抬举了他。
However, today God exalted him.
他能够用他的那个生命在神的面前好像一首诗歌这样献给神。
So that he could use his life as a consecration before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你我都有这样的机会。
Brothers and sisters, you and I have this opportunity.
今天神也都抬举了我们。
Today, God has also exalted us.
但是你我愿不愿意把我们的生命像一首诗歌这样来献给神？
However, are you and I willing to lift up our life as a consecration to the Lord?
当有一天我们到主的那个审判台前的时候
，One day we'll go before the table, a judgment seat before the Lord.
我们有什么可以拿来献给神
？What can we give to God?
我们能不能够 在主的面前说主啊我感谢你
Can we say before the Lord that Lord we thank you
是因为你抬举了我
Because you have exalted me
因此让我在地上这短短的年日能够有一点意义
So that the few days of my life on this earth was meaningful
弟兄姊妹我们要把我们生活的次序把它搞对了
Brothers and sisters we have to adjust our priorities in life
如果我们不把我们生活的次序来搞对
If our priorities in life is not correct,
我们的一生就不是一首诗歌
then our whole life is not a song.
我们的一生就是一个叹息
Our whole life is just but a sigh.
你愿意你的一生到了最后是一声叹息呢，还是一首诗歌？
Do you want for your life to become a sigh or a song at the end?
我们需要做这个决定。
We have to make this decision.
如果你不做这个决定的话
if you don't make this decision,
我们的一生不过是一声叹息啊。
Our whole life is but a sigh.
我们得到再多有什么意义呢
what does it gain to us when we have so much
但今天主还给我们机会
but today God has still given us opportunity
我们还有这个机会
we have still this opportunity
把我们这一生变为一首诗歌
so that our life could become a song
能够在主的面前来献给他
so that we could use it as a consecration to the Lord
弟兄姊妹，我们需要到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come before the Lord.
说主啊，我当做什么
？Say, Lord, what should we do?
今天是一个非常非常变化的一个时代。
Today we live in a time where things are constantly changing.
不管是我们所处的这个美国
，whether it is in the states where we're living now，
或者是中国，或者是整个世界
，or China or the whole world，
都发生极大的一个变化。
Dramatic changes are taking place.
在这样变化的当中
，amidst all the changes，
主把我们摆在今天这个地位上。
The Lord put us in the position today.
主是不是没有意义的
is it meaningless?
主为什么把我们摆在这个环境的里面
Why would the Lord put us in this environment?
主是不是就让我们在这个环境里面能够有好一点的生活
Is the Lord merely putting us in this environment so that we can lead a better life?
主让我们在这个环境里面能够为我们的子女有一个好的安排
is it that the Lord put us in the situations where we can have a better provision for our children?
难道就如此了吗
Is it just merely so?
我们活在这个地上到底是什么
What is the purpose for us to live on this earth?
以斯帖记告诉我们
Esther's tell us
他说焉知你得了王后的位分不是为了现今的机会吗
And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?
我们有没有感觉今天我们的这个位分呢是王后的位分
Do we have the feeling that we're in royalty?
今天在中国的弟兄们呢他们一个礼拜工作七天呢
Brothers and sisters in China work 7 days a week.
我们工作五天。
We only work 5 days a week.
剩下两天你做什么
？What do you do the rest of the 2 days?
剩下两天我做什么
？What do I do for the rest of the
我们比他们多了两天的时间。
We have 2 extra days than them.
这两天我们怎么使用它
？How do we use those 2 days?
我们得了这个王后的这个位分。
We have retained royalty.
是不是为了现今的机会
？Is it but for such a time as this?
在中国农村的一个传道人。
A preacher in a village in China today.
他一个月需要300块钱的人民币。
Each month he needs 300 RMB.
换算成美金不过40块。
Which is 40 US dollars.
40块的美金呢？一个传道人他一个月的生活。
40 US dollars is for a monthly allowance for a preacher in the village.
如果让一个中国的农民的一个基督徒。
For a village a believer,
你让他来省下那40块美金的话
，if you ask him to save 40 US dollars,
那是不可能的一件事。
That is impossible.
有哪一个农民他能够一个月省下40块美金
？Which farmer can save 40 US dollars each month?
但今天主把我们摆在一个地位上。
However, today God has put us in such a position.
今天我们要一个月省下40块是非常容易的一件事。
Today, for us to save 40 US dollars a month is very easy.
当你在思想这件事的时候
As you meditate upon this matter,
你有没有想到今天我们在这个地位上
Do you think that God has put us in this position?
难道不是为了现今的机会吗
Is it not for a time such as this?
如果我们带孩子 到餐馆去
If we take our children to restaurants,
一次就不止40美金
One time it's over $40.
尤其像我们家这样
Especially for a family like mine.
可能就80块美金
Maybe it's 80 US dollars.
所以我们在餐馆吃一顿饭。
So we eat one meal in a restaurant.
一个农村的传道人就可以过两个月。
A village preacher can live on that amount.
弟兄姊妹，下次你去餐馆吃饭的时候
，Next time when you go to a restaurant to eat,
你想一想这个事情。
Think about this.
下一次你买东西的时候
，Next time when you go buy something,
你想一想这个事情。
Think about this.
下一次你买车子的时候
，Next time when you buy a car,
你想一想这个事情。
Think about this.
这个 option 是不是我真的是需要的
？Is this something I really really need?
我真的需要这个 option 吗
？Do I really need this option?
这个 option 能够让中国大陆农村的传道人几个月的生活费
？But this option would be the monthly allowance for a preacher in village for several months.
在城市里面，一个传道人一个月需要250块美金。
In the city, a preacher needs $250 a month.
2000块的人民币。
2000 RMB.
这对中国农村的教会已经是不能负担了。
To a church in the village, this is something that they can really not afford.
他们实在愿意把传道人送到城市去。
They truly want to send the preachers into the cities.
但是这个对农村的教会是一个太大的一个负担。
But for the churches in the villages, this is such a huge burden.
但是今天对于我们在北美的人
，But to us in North America，
这不是一个很难的一件事情。
This is not a difficult thing。
所以我说，今天我们主把我们摆在这里。
So today God has put us in this position。
难道不是为了现今的机会吗
？Is it not for such a time as this？
弟兄姊妹，路加福音告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, Luke tells us.
他说多给谁呢，就向谁多取。
And from everyone who has been given much, shall much be required.
多托谁呢，就向谁多要。
And to whom they entrusted much of him, they will ask all the more.
如果跟中国的弟兄能比起来的话。
Compared to the brothers and sisters in China.
我们所夺的是太多了。
What we have is too much.
我们不管从哪一个角度来讲
From any perspective
我们从时间的角度来讲
In terms of time
我们每一礼拜多两天
We have two extra days each week
有一天主要问我们说你这两天做什么
One day God will ask us What are you doing during these
因为他多给我们两天
Because he has given us two extra days
他多托给我们两天
He entrusted two more days to us
有一天他还向我们多要
And one day he'll ask all the more
我们这两每个礼拜这多了两天我们能够给主什么
We have two extra days, and what has we given to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们在属灵的里面，主给我们很多。
In spiritual matters, God has given us much.
我们实在有很多的机会来认识主的话。
We have much opportunity to know the word of God.
在中国大陆的弟兄姊妹没有我们这样的机会。
The brothers and sisters in China do not have opportunities as ours.
所以当我在中国给弟兄姊妹交通的时候
As I fellowship with the brothers and sisters in China
他们好像都没有听过一样
It's as if they have never heard about it
我如果在这里交通同样的话
If I fellowship the same thing here
你们都听过了
You have all heard it
你们不觉得什么
You don't think it's anything special
你早就知道了
You've heard about it a long time ago
但是在中国的弟兄姊妹他们好像没有听过一样
However, the brothers and sisters in China is as if they haven't heard before
他们就觉得非常的宝贵
So they felt it was very precious
他们不知道要怎么办
They didn't know what to do
有人说你去你来山东好不好
Some people say, why don't you come to Shandong province?
有人说你到这里来
Some people say, you come here
他们不知道该怎么办
They don't know what to do
他们觉得主的话太好了
They feel that the word of God is indeed too good
他们觉得主的话太宝贵了
They feel that the word of God is too precious
他们能够觉得有一次机会能够这样的来听主的话他们觉得是太好
To have an opportunity to hear the word of God in this manner is too good
今天主把许多的话给我们
Today God has given us much word.
但有一天主要向我们要。
One day God will ask from us.
因为多给谁就向谁多取的。
Because from who has been given much shall
much be
required. 多托
谁就向谁多要。
And to whom they entrusted much of him they will ask all the more.
所以我们真的是在主的面前要求主来恩待我们。
So before God we have to ask God to be gracious toward us.
我们实在是蒙神很大的恩典
We have been given much grace by God
但是我们在主的面前应当做什么
But before God, what shall we do?
因此我盼望最后就是鼓励弟兄姊妹
So at the end, I want to encourage every
就像保罗一样
Just like Paul said
常常在主的面前说主啊我当做什么
And Paul went before God and said what can I do?
当礼拜六你不需要上班的时候
well, on Saturdays when you don't have to work
来到主的面前主啊我今天当做什么
And then go before the Lord and say, Lord, what should I do today?
中国大陆的弟兄姊妹还在打工。
The brothers and sisters in China are still working today.
但是我有这样一天的时间不需要打工。
But today, I do not need to work.
我当做什么？
What should I do?
当我们在生活的时候。
When we're in our daily living.
当我们在使用我们的金钱的时候。
When we're using our money.
我们实在要想到我们的弟兄在中国大陆。
We have to think about our brothers and sisters in China.
让主来亲自对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us individually.
让我们实在知道今天我们得到这个位分。
So that we truly know that we've attained royalty such as this.
到底是为什么？
Is for what purpose?
好像有一天我们到那个审判台前的时候。
So that one day before the judgment seat.
我们真是有一首歌能够献给我们的神。
We truly have a song to give to the Lord.
我实在不愿意看见。
I truly do not want to see this.
我们的生命呢，不过是一声叹息。
Our lives are but a sigh.
太可惜了。
It is too deplorable.
那实在是太可惜了。
It is too deplorable.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy to us.
再来鼓励我们。
Encourage us.
起来把我们那个生活的次序来摆对它。
So that we can rise up and set us right priorities in our lives.
神在第一位。
God comes first.
家庭在第二位。
Family comes second.
我们的事业在第三位
Our careers come third
我们就能够经历神的恩典
So that we can experience the grace of God
我们就能够见证我们的神是又真又活的神
So that we can testify that our God is a true living God
我们实在赞美主
We truly praise God
赞美他在许多中国企业家身上所做的工作
We truly thank him for the things that he has done on the enterprises in China
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together
主我们感谢我们赞美你
Lord we thank and praise you
主啊我们求你早晨再来激励我们
May you spur us on this morning
让我们在主的面前再把自己再一次的献上
So that before the Lord we will consecrate ourselves again
因为若是我们不把自己献上
Because if we do not consecrate ourselves
主我们在主的手中就没有什么用处
We are worthless to you in your hands
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
你让我们看见我们的生命不过是手掌
You enable us to see that we're just a handbreadth
转眼我们 就不见了
In a twinkle of an eye we'll be disappearing
但是你拣选了我们
However you have chosen us
你抬举了我们
You have exalted us
你让我们今天有一个机会能够把我们的生命献给你
Today we have an opportunity to consecrate our lives to you
好像有一天我们能够在你的面前来唱一首歌
So that one day we can sing this song before you
主我为我们所有的弟兄姊妹来仰望你
So we give all of our brothers and sisters into your hands
主求你怜悯我们
May you have mercy upon us
不叫我们一生成为一个叹息
so that our lives will not be just but a sigh
我们这样祷告祈求
we pray
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
in the name of the Lord Jesus
Amen